Ah, it's my mouse. It's gone.
I can't anymore to find it. It's lost. Too much, and now I'm lost. Forever lost.
Welcome back to the Pasta Gang podcast. Pasta Cast, as Fuss called it.
So yes, it's me, Laura, and Hannes, and we are seeing each other for the first time, doing this podcast for the first time, and we will basically, I guess, introduce ourselves and know a little bit more of our life coding and Pasta Gang interests, and then jam a bit.
Should we start with the jam, and then...
Should we start with the jam?
Start with the jam. Let's click the big share button here.
Yes.
And hope that the audio still works.
Oh, wow. So try to speak a little bit.
Hey, hello.
I can hear you. Perfect.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I will go noodle as well. Yay.
Yes. Nice. Okay. Should we just start again? Start from fresh.
You know already what is interesting. I saw your screen share and my Intra output is not a kaleidoscope. I don't know why. I just see the stars coming and I don't see the metaphor effect.
Interesting.
Okay, you want to clean it up? Nice.
Yes.
We keep the nice Bobo Hydra reference.
Yeah, say again.
We keep the nice scripture from Bogo on.
You can. I really want to do play with the FGF stuff, but I feel like I'm only beginning to understand what it's all doing.
I am like not even starting to understand. You want also to jam on music. I want to be able to help with music that much. Or like, let's say,
me neither, so we're going to rely on Bogo, I think.
Okay. Okay, great. Let's go. What do we want to do? I will start with the shape.
See, Bogo's up for music.
Is it?
Bogo's up for music.
What is happening? There is, oh wow, there is probably the, there is something of the SPF of Bogo.
Yeah, the other stuff is still on, right?
Playing something. But what if I refresh?
There you go.
Let me see what is the, okay, we have nothing. Perfect. Working. Out all zero. Let's go on all zero. Fine, and we'll do it one.
Okay.
Let's start with the modulate.
That's always good. Modulate is always good. Do you think
it is sometimes annoying that, like, if I want to write under you, there is like.
It's... Yeah, you always have to leave like a line, right? Otherwise, you can't see.
Let's see. Woo! Very obviously.
Wait, why is it showing?
Okay, very basic. Okay, this is a big oh, we are monsters. The interesting before. I'm sorry, the button, I'm sorry, you know? Let's do this stuff. Ah. Whoa,
nice.
Very pretty. What is happening there? The ship disappeared. There is the shape. Is it much? Okay, nice. Something else. Right, here we go. Casting podcast.
Where's my mouse? Ah, it's gone.
I can't anymore to find it. It's lost. I like it. So. I wanted to bring it in, I guess.
Oh, it's so noisy, I love it.
Do you like doing it so noisy?
You know, sometimes, it depends on stuff. And sometimes, like, the bit, it's like the equivalent of having, like, the bit crash or something on music.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, it's really goes hand in hand. Not always, but...
do you mean the noisy for the video synth or for the music itself? For the video synth? I feel like it's we created a very nice background, but now it lacks depth, no?
Yeah.
It's flat. And how can we make, you know what, let me see,
just slowing this down. Oh yes,
no, this is kill six, sorry, then. I was trying to replicate the thing that is on the last algorithm, but you know when we had that very soft mask that was very beautiful and it looked like it had spikes. I think mostly you and Pablo were working on that.
Okay.
And there was something like a chord that was a noise, modulate noise, something like this. I don't remember anymore how you did it.
At the beginning I did modulate with a raw noise. That looks different.
Oh, noise. Right, yeah,
like this.
Noise, and then modulate noise. Ah! But then there was a mess of modulate noise.
I usually also do modulate scale. I think, like, I don't know why it looks a bit better.
But modulate, normal modulate is a shift.
Yeah. This probably needs, you know, when in doubt, add like an AFT, FFT.
That's cool. Whoa, I do like it. I want the shape to appear. What if I silence this? Now what?
Okay, I think that's a good jam.
Shall we persevere? I want to introduce something.
Mm-hmm.
I will activate the forbidden command. Ta-da-da-da.
He has to be here.
Yes, I want him. Yes. I put it in O3. Yes. Yeah, let's see. Yay, it's here. Whoa, what happened?
Whoa, what a scale.
No, we need to scale it to the F3.
There we go. SL3.
1 second. Let's see. Oh, scaled it too much. Ah, it's there. Yeah, yeah, so we don't need to scale here. But it needs to be a little bit more centered.
So maybe it's just, yeah.
Hello.
That is so cool.
Yes, yes, God.
I like how the background got like less weird when the music dies down.
It's very colorful now in the background. It's kind of...
Yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
It's intensely colorful.
That was cool.
Yes. Basically made a total unintentional mess by pulling.
That was what happens often, right? I try to do something and then something else happens and I'm like, okay.
But especially if you are with many people, yeah? You kind of lose the control.
Yeah. I've noticed that like there are two different ways of noodling. One is like you're one of the few people in Hydra, and then you can do like really, you can go crazy. And the other one is, especially when you're like on an event, like you do like three lines and then you have to wait, otherwise it gets messy so quickly.
It's very quickly, and then also like it's important to take the time to understand where things are coming from. So I feel like in the real performances, I spend half of the time reading and like, what is happening? Why is this thing that I don't like? Where is it?
Yeah.
This is so cool. How the hell did they make this? And I'm like, you watch it. Great, great, good guys, amazing.
Yeah. Exactly.
How was your performance? How did you find it?
The one last week or the one in Karlsruhe?
I remember of the first one you did some time ago. The one in person, which you went real life there in the place.
Okay. I mean, maybe we'll start with our journeys. How did we get here?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah. I can start, and then you have to tell you. So I started. The really interesting part is that I heard about live coding I don't know if years back, but at least a year back, and had no connection to anything that's currently connected for me. And then Lou posted it on Mastodon, I think. Like, it must have been nearly a year ago. And like it like popped up again. And then I had a summer camp in last summer. And I attended like a techno music lesson there. It's really nice. And like the same, that must have been like early October, I think. And at the same time frame, like Strudel popped up via Lou. And so I started Strudeling with Hydra enabled in it. And actually, like, using it for 3 days, we did like a little presentation, or like we performed like a live song with me using Strudel and Hydra for like background noises. It's really, really interesting looking back.
This was the... So you were performing with Strudel and Hydra separately, not via Noodle?
No, that was in Strudel CC, loading the Hydra plugin to have like visuals. Oh, yeah. That was long before Noodle even existed, you know? And then I joined, then like Pasta Gang started to happen. And I think pretty early on, I just joined and I had like, still no clue what's going on. You know, I had like, five lines. Oh God. But, and like these days, it's most days that I'm in Noodle.
Yeah, I mean, I decreased it a little bit, my presence on Moodle, because it was very, very absorbing. Before, I was like a little bit more into it. And but I wanted to ask you, so you already knew Luke from the past.
Yeah, from the YouTube videos. I've watched the whole Toad Pond saga for like years at this point.
Fanboy saga.
So, and like I didn't know anything else, and it just like happened so that I thought I was like interested, you know.
Okay, so you were following on social media, and then you heard about live coding and Strudel and Hydra, and you got
Your
the
new is to blame for it all, you know.
So there is no like a community of people that you reached out where you live that brought you into it.
No,
It was all a computer mediated experience.
I've met like the first people I met was Fuß and Super Dirt Spot slash OSC Peterson in Karlsruhe the night I've performed live the first time. Like
Oh.
I've it was my first time meeting people face to face. Okay, and that so that happened when was that? A few weeks ago. Like the TopLab node in Karlsruhe had like a type techno 2, they call it. And it's just like a Algowave. And I thought, oh, this is Karlsruhe's not that far. I can drive there and be there. And like Fuß instantly invited me to join them on stage. Like, oh yeah, come on. So first time there, we had the second star, you've never been. And then it was really nice. It was really nice seeing all the other tools that you hear about, like Super Collider and Kabelsalat and what's the Orca. I've seen it all live now, and it's really, really cool.
I hear things from people of like for about Super Collider here. I just hear things. I don't know how to play with them. It's a separate world. But of many separate worlds, I think on the visual side, I have been telling myself, oh, I should learn more how to do things with touch designer. But then I'm like, why should I go on touch designer? Can I not reach the same Hydra, because what are the limitations of Hydra? What is gonna be? What can I reach via touch designer? I don't know if you have gone down this route.
No, it's a touch designer.
Touch designer basically is a node-based
Oh yeah.
language, not really language. It's a node-based programming, and I see the animations that people create online. And it's probably, I think the key there is that there are a lot of nice built-in functions that you can bridge in order to do, I don't know, something that you different streams. And basically, you have maybe more boilerplate, and if maybe in Hydra we are kind of. We have to build so much more to have a nice effect. And it is at the end of what we try to do when we import scripts. So we try to build our own custom functions and shaders. Beyond this, maybe I should going to tangents. So what can come next? So
Oh
basically.
no, tangents are good. Tangents are good.
So yes, there was this festival, Tech and Digital, last summer, and it was like loads of workshops. And I basically went to an Arduino workshop, a workshop about making tiny video games, and didn't went to
Nice.
the one on live coding at all. But then in the evening on Saturday, they organized an Algo rave, and I went. And what is this? And then I sit next to two people that to me were random. And then, which now I know who they are, of course. They are Daniel, which then organized the live coding meetup. And then the other one, it's Fake Duck. So basically, sit next to them and say, hi, I'm Laura. And then I chatted. And then I said, hey, we are organizing a mailing list for people that are interested in live coding. And I just signed up. And then
Nice.
an email, and I showed up. And then I learned what all this thing is. And I was looking for a community in which to do creative coding in general. So I started by being interested in doing creative coding. I didn't know about performances, didn't even thought about performances and live coding in general. And so going to this meeting that meetups that Daniel has organized has introduced me and started the addiction. I remember the first time I went to this meetup, I was so shy. I felt, what the fuck am I doing here? I don't know how to do music. And I felt like everything has to be about music. And I have no idea. And I felt like I'm not sure I can belong to this group. And I saw someone was doing a little bit of visual stuff. And so I felt, okay, let's try to play around with this software to do visual things. And then I started to do a lot. And then they did another Peckham Digital Festival. And they said, there is an open slot for people that want to do visuals. And so I just signed up.
Nice.
And I went out there with my laptop and just went in front of people and did it. And people liked it. And I was like, oh, it worked. Wow, it was like this is like, this shit is like five lines of code, guys. It just looks amazing. Because I use Kaleid and Colorama. Come on. This is what is happening behind the scenes all the time. It just looks nice because of these main two functions. And Colorama, not always. We have to say that.
Colorama is a hit or miss.
But Kaleid posterize.
Oh, yeah, that's always good.
But yes, it started like that. And then I didn't imagine, one, that the community would have been so welcoming and so stimulating, and that it would have been somehow like so smooth to just go there and do things and participate and be involved. I mean, I'm not that involved with all the rest that can be done, which is a part of music. I mean, the open source jamming, that is not happening, and I see you guys that are super active. I think I see enough GitHub for my job, and I feel like I don't want to do pull requests. In my free time. I mean,
yeah, I can't help it. I do that all day, but still, yeah.
And maybe also it doesn't help for sure that I am purely ignorant in JavaScript. So, and I'm like, oh, I don't know how to write a for loop in this language. And then,
you don't need to. It's, you know.
No, okay, fine. I can just ask the ChatGPT, hey, like, so let's increase the beans of this. I was thinking, why we have only 10 beans for FFT? But, anyways, just another tangent.
Yeah.
I can think about the modifications that I want in Noodle, but slowly, maybe I get there in making my first contribution. You're doing a lot of contributions.
It started back in over Christmas break, and Fuse has just like launched it, you know, just opened the GitHub. I don't know, I was just lying in bed and like noodling, and he was like, well, it wasn't noodling back then, right? It was a flock room. But he was like writing the new client, and I wanted to join, and so I added Hydro to the new client, and then from time to time I kept like, you know, because like, of course he started with Doodle, and like I'm like, I can't do music, I need the visuals, and then zack, so I added Hydra.
You had that Hydra.
I added Hydra to Noodle. I did,
Did you add that also the shaders?
No, I think that was, I can't remember the name.
Them, I don't know how to use them. I would like to learn that a lot. Yeah,
among the many custom Hydra functions too. Yeah, I need to learn more shaders too. No, I added Hydra, I added like the FFT stuff back in Flock as well. Yeah. Because I really like Flock before that didn't have any like audio visual interaction other than what Hydra native has, right? It's like the a.fft, but that like needs patching, and I didn't get it to work. And I was like, hey, we have like this whole Strudel thing. It must be possible. And it is. And it's, I love it. It's like my go-to, I don't know what to do. Ask like a FFT function in somewhere. It's going to do something.
Yes.
And most of the time it's really nice. So,
So you decided there should have been 10 beans.
Yeah, it's 8 actually. The default is 8, yeah. And I've just started moving that because I always do FFT 0.01,
mm-hmm.
which is basically everything in one bucket, right? And because I feel like all the other options, they don't do that much of a difference. Like you need to have a setup where you can see that the first bucket is different from the other, all the other buckets, and you can do that with four loops. You can, you bump up against like Hydra limitations really fast because you need to add really many objects for it to work. So I feel like 0.01 is the
default. You mean that you reach Hydra limitations? Which Hydra limitations?
Like what I did, like underlying, there's an array of 4,096 arrays, elements, and I bucket them because that's obviously too many. And you, like, if you add like little shapes and let each bounce for a different bucket, then you like see like the equalizer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is if you go beyond like 100 of these boxes, Hydra is not happy. And then Hydra suddenly needs like a second to compile, and that's not anymore. Yeah.
So the FFT function is running in Hydra, and therefore it needs to be optimized.
Yeah. And Hydra doesn't allow you to add that many different objects, right? You can add like one and then repeat it, but like the complexity has a limit, and it's limiting in that way, but also limitation always fosters creativity, so that's good.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, you know, I really don't know. I say, yes, probably there is a way to optimize and to make it more efficient, but I'm not saying anything that is like a more maybe than what my grandpa can say.
I don't know. I've looked more and more into Hydra, and I'm really interested in how and why it works and why like different stuff works the way it does, like the Bell filter. I love the Bell filter, but it also has weird limitations on how you can use it because it needs to be in certain places in the pipeline.
Which filter? Sorry, again?
The Zobel filter.
The Bell
X? Yeah.
But that is from a separate package, no? But
It is. Yeah.
But it's like the fact that, you know, we need always to put it at the end. It's basically related to some limitation of Hydra itself, no? But it's
shader
on top of our output of Hydra. Because Hydra is presenting everything in a canvas, no? And basically we are operating on the pixels.
No, the problem is that like Hydra translate all the code to WebGSL, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the code that the Bell filter uses, takes a certain shortcut and directly accesses the underlying WebGL texture.
Mm.
And so it bypasses everything that comes before and like some of it, what becomes after. So if you just slap it in the middle somewhere, it's not going to do what you expect it to do.
I see.
Yeah, so and that's like, it always felt like that, and then I looked at the code and was like, what? Okay, and it's probably because it isn't possible any other way, or you would need to redo Hydra or something, I don't know, haven't looked into it.
I feel helpless. What else have you, like recently you have added the, you worked together, I think also Lou was working on it, I didn't read everything. But on the synchronization, right? So now we are all perfectly synchronized.
We should be, yeah. Hydra and Strudel should be there. There was some head scratching, and the Strudel stuff is Fruth finally like did the last click. And Hydra was really, really easy. Like Hydra just set a time variable, you know, right? And I just set that to the seconds.
And everyone is reading now the same time variable.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Hydra was easy, but synchronizing Strudel
was really hard. Yeah. Okay. And I've propped at it and haven't, like all props goes to Fuse and Lou.
So you forked the strudel, and now Noodle is relying on the fork of strudel.
No. We copied some stuff from strudel, like internal stuff, but it's still mostly not forked.
Okay. What does it mean? It's like kind of a Frankenstein. You take a piece.
Oh, yeah.
You also like some functionality that is written within a Noodle code.
It's like copying out the cyclist, which is like one module. It's like one of the clock, and that's copied. Fruz copied that from Studio, and we modified it a bit for the synchronization to work.
Yeah. I see. What else did you work? What else did you build for Noodle?
I've not started the weather system, but I built lots of weathers.
You built lots of what?
Of the weathers that we have currently, like the kaleidoscope.
Then I logged in and Noodle is not available today. What the fuck?
I did that.
Oh, horrible.
And the best thing is that on that day, like everyone switched to Flock.
Yes. Is it gonna persist? Is it, which is the day that is not available?
It's once every 37 days.
Okay.
So the weather's like it's all on like cycled, right? And I've tried to like just make up numbers, and I thought like, okay, not like this ending noodle needs to be rare.
Okay.
So it's on every 37 days.
Which other weathers are there?
We have everyone is mantra, which is basically anonymous, right? I don't know which was yesterday. That's like fairly often. That's like every 7 days.
Ah, okay.
And by days, I mean noodle days, which are 25 hours. But you know, the idea is, and Lou came up with that it shifts. If you have like 24 hours, but like every like say London time, then it would reset London time 0 o'clock each day.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing 25 hours, it slowly shifts around, and so it's not resetting at the same hour. So different time zones have like are also effects are the same. We have Kaleidoscope, which is like Hydra. Every Hydra output source that just has a Kaleid attached to it. Really nuts.
Kaleid always?
Yeah, on everything. Okay. And it's so weird because you can't do feedback because everything suddenly has like a kaleidoscope. It's really, really amazing. There's a few like no colors, which just like does grayscale everything, like the whole noodle page. There's inverted colors, which is the same but inverted. What else do we have?
Because basically it's taking, because there are the four outputs of Hydra, and it's taking any of the four outputs that is rendered and add a kaleidoscope again at the end?
No, it adds it to all.
Sorry, what?
It adds it to all. It doesn't matter if it's rendered or not. To all of them. Everything.
No.
It's really fun, but also, like, nothing works like you expect it to. You're like, oh yeah, just add it here to this loop, and then that doesn't work.
Okay. And how frequent is that?
I don't know, 13 days, 17 days, something like that.
All right, okay. So now I feel like, okay, I want to check everyday noodle to see if I find the Kaleid one, insane Kaleid. Okay.
I don't even know what's up on the weather. It changes so much.
But today no weather.
Today is clear skies. Oh, it's gonna be clear skies all week. And
how
then inverted colors.
There is the weather. It's
currently
16 hours in noodle time. Clear skies. See the forecast.
There's the forecast.
Is it still you? This insanity of the weather forecast?
I did the forecast, yeah.
No, my. What is the probability? There is no probability.
No,
my.
It's all deterministic. It's all on, you know, it repeats every X days. Currently, we could change that, of course, but it repeats every X days.
Okay.
The forecast is just checking for like the next few days. And I added that because of events, so you can check if if like your event has a no noodle day, maybe we can shift the weather a bit so you can actually perform on the event. Yeah.
Right, of course, because yeah, if we are organizing a performance, it will be a little bit tough, not bad, but tough to have a strict weather.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the idea behind the weather, or my idea at least, is like to just add a little bit of, you know, inspiration.
Yeah.
And so no noodle is already like a bit weird in that. But also, maybe, you know, if you have like a secret flock wave, I think that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And I think like it can trigger you. Maybe no noodle today. Maybe that's okay.
So you're doing noodle every day?
I mean, I try not to.
Okay.
As you alluded to earlier, like it's really distracting and it can suck up so much time.
Exactly.
So while working, like I sometimes just have to ban it. It's like, no, I'm gonna close this tab now.
Yeah.
So I can look at it. But sometimes it's nice. Sometimes you have like really relaxed like background music, and then I can just leave it running, and sometimes it changes.
After a while, if it's like, because if there is no one for a long time, it's just maybe
it gets repeated. Yeah.
And then like that, please, can someone come here and music, please die.
Yeah. How did you come across Pasta Gang?
Pasta Gang, basically, this happened in this way, I think. It was one of the live coding meetup, and Lou came and said, oh, there is this thing called Flock, and we can all jam together. Let's connect to this website. And at the end of the meetup, we basically all went to the website and start to be absorbed. And then 2 hours passed, and I was still on the laptop watching it and doing things. And I thought, I should have gone home two hours ago. And so this was, I think, at the beginning with the Flock. And then a Noodle website appeared. I don't remember if she posted it on Telegram. And so I started to join it, and I felt it was something like out of reach. All these experts are doing global jamming, collaborative jamming online. Let me see if I can do anything. And then I saw there was no one. Or there were a few people, and I could just type and nothing will happen. And I said, okay, I'll just hang out here. And I started to hang out more. And I felt, who are these people? And maybe you were around, and I felt, I don't remember exactly who was around the first times. It was maybe still the time in which there was still a lot of code and we could copy and paste.
Copy, paste. Oh, yeah, I remember
that. And then I don't remember how Pasta Gang name happened. I think it's because like some event related to pasta cooking that happened.
Yeah, I think that's really early. I can't remember. I think like Foos talked about it, like Foos called it that, and then it went from like Toad Gang to Pasta Gang.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Like I just like it's such a like weird random name, so it totally totally worked. But I felt that the same at the beginning. I joined and I was like, I can't change anything. If I change something, it will break. So I actually copy pasted out of Flock into Hydra, and then changed things, and then for the first week at least, I did that.
Okay.
And then I got more. I got more confident. I was like, okay, I can change this and change that. But you need to learn, right? You need to learn that it's okay to fail. It's okay to do stupid stuff, have it blink all of a sudden, or have like loud sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I always encourage that. But it's at the beginning, it's like, oh, there's four different people in this room.
Yeah.
I have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
And I'm just like typing. I have no clue what I'm doing. They're all so fast.
Come on, like I definitely feel like this when you are in the room, dying. What the fuck?
I've gotten better, but it's at the beginning. It was like scary, and with music, it still is. Like, I feel you need to know more like functions in Studio.
More what?
More like functions. You just need to
know
more stuff. Yeah. Like in Hydra, there isn't actually that many functions.
No, I read all the documentation in Hive.
Right? And you reach a point really fast where you can do a lot with the functions you know, and like I sometimes need to look up what you can modulate and whatnot. But
though I feel the point is that there are a lot of basic elements, and the basic elements are documented. But what matters is that where do you go by assembling them? It's like it's like we have the amino acids, the documentation for the amino acids, but then you make proteins, and proteins can do a million things, and we are discovering the proteins. I mean, this biological metaphor. But
I know exactly what you mean. It's like you like learn tricks, right? Like, oh, if I do this and this, and then
functions on top of those, and then of course, like the question is always, is it better to create this new effect at a higher level or create a new entire Hydra function rather than, But, well, I'm not sure I would say that Hydra is easier to get started, but to create something crazy that goes beyond what I can write in 10 minutes with a few functions that are available. Like, I think, there is a gap. And which makes it interesting, no? Because when we do a performance, when we do performance together with Pasta Gang, also when I am alone, my brain goes in default, and it's like, I know this sequence of operations that are channeled one after the other, they bring into something, but then it's always the same recipe, and it doesn't bring anything new. And I feel like from here, there is the necessity of passing code, because you need to start from something built already to then build on top. And I would also say that what I find powerful is recently introducing other libraries, which are at the end 3.js and P5, even though with P5, it crashes so much.
I haven't looked into that. I've like stayed vanilla in Hydra for now.
Okay.
But also, like, I know that you like you paint much, right? In like the real world.
Paintings, but I'm not yet to find a way to mix all of this. I tried. I don't show the painting is shit. But basically, I had this idea. What if I make a visual that I like in Hydra and I try to paint it? But the way I thought of painting it is that connect my computer to a projector and project on the canvas and then paint on top of the canvas following that. And to do this, I was in darkness. I was not really seeing where the brush was going. So I think on the painting and it was shit, man. I was like, no, what is this?
That's nice.
I can show you noise shit. Okay.
That's like an element, the darkness. Like, there's like a process of translating the media, and you know, it doesn't work always. It doesn't work. Like, if you printed it out, it would be perfect, right?
Yes. And I think the crispness, the fact that it's digital, that you see the pixel, that it's divided into tiny squares. At the end, you perceive that. I think it makes a different visual effect, and transferring it in a total different medium, that it's a physical, that it's a canvas, that is made of paint. It's not easy. It's not easy to, like, I understood, okay, this transition, it's not gonna go well if I just spend one afternoon on that.
Yeah.
I don't know where I want to go. I would just say that painting is very tough. And it's very painful, and Hydra is kind of more addictive and easier and cozy. Unless I say, okay, now I try to do something more challenging. And then I am like, how can I do this? I don't know if you see what I mean. No, probably this is true for any creation. Like, I can also take a piece of paper and just draw whatever I want, and there is a certain probability that it will look decent. But if I start with an idea in mind, planning for it and make it real, it's more hard work. And I mean, in painting, it requires the time to really go there and do all the strokes. And in Hydra, it will be like just throwing the first functions that look easy and fun, or like really planning. I want to get this effect. How can I do it? And I feel, I think this is the challenge every time, no? Like the discussion of Paolo of some time ago when he wanted to have the splitting blobs.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, I think that is the difficult process. When you want something to happen, and how do you combine the available elements?
I'm way more in the I'm just gonna do stuff camp. Like I can't really draw that well. It's passable, but you know, never done it outside of school.
You have a lot of posters behind you.
Yeah, they are all, like these are calendars from Kurzgesagt.
I know that. Yes, I know it.
Yeah. I've started using like the old ones. Like I have all six here. As backgrounds, and these are also bought. I haven't.
But it's not Kurzgesagt.
No, that's. But it's a similar style, right?
Uh huh. Yeah. It's kind of vector graphics.
I'm like, maybe because I got to Hydra through like the whole Pasta Gang stuff, I'm way more in the. Oh, I'm just gonna do like throw stuff on the wall and see and. Then at some point you're like, oh, I want this effect, and you try it out.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't yet like sat down and tried to do a certain visual in Hydra from scratch that I had in my head before. Mm-hmm. Most of the time I'm like, oh, what do I feel now? Or some noise, or you know.
That of course, yeah. But you reach amazing results anyways, like it's anyway. But what is in out? This I don't find it. Every time I do always smooth and then fast. And then someone else, and usually it's you, changes and corrects it with something like is in out cubic.
Oh, ease. Yeah. You can, so the, I don't even know what smooth does, but the ease function, you can put in different values on how it transitions.
And okay.
I think it's just linear, and then it's ease in out cubic, which is like a cubic transition function. So it's not, but linear would be straight.
So if I have a certain point from 1 to 3, is either going to go linear, and when I do smooth and fast, I'm always going linear. And when
I don't even know if smooth is linear or not.
Yeah, I had the impression it was linear. I'm just taking for granted it was linear. I don't know for sure.
Maybe we can find out.
Let me see.
This is indeed linear. Ease has like different like transition functions you can do. So ease in out cubic, I know there's quadratic, probably linear, honestly, and you probably can do ease in cubic too, but it's like, it's so much to type, because you always type in ease twice, and then it's just like,
Yeah, there are definitely things I'm not using. I should, there is more to do. Have you done any other creative projects in your life? Or...
I mean, sure. Like I've actually in my youth, I did more like Photoshop work, and then I stopped at some point. I've played the saxophone back when I was like a child, and then I stopped. I've never gone back into music. I try now with Tudor. Never quite get into it. And I mean coding, but I don't know if it's coding creative or not. Like sometimes it can be, and sometimes it's more like math. It depends.
Are you
but not in the traditional painting thing? Sorry.
Are you a developer in your job?
Yeah.
Okay. So the mindset is shaped. My washing machine is starting to make a lot of noise. Do you hear?
Just now and then, yeah. Well, oh, it's okay, it's okay.
I hope it will not be like it will.
I will be okay.
Okay, in case, well, there is a, I have a washing machine. I have my. What do I wanted to say? No, that is interesting that you, like, I'm asking because you picked up with more joy Hydra than Strudel. So I thought that you were like kind of a visual person in your hobbies or in your, whatever it means, visual person. I mean, a person.
No, not at all. No, I come from it from like the developing thing, like because with both of these, right? Like I do JavaScript or TypeScript day to day. Mm-hmm. So I've no problem with that at all, and so I have maybe more room to get at the concepts that I don't know, which is like all the visual and music stuff.
Mm. Because Strudel is not based also on, is it a JavaScript based language?
Yeah. But I mean, how much JavaScript do you really need?
No.
Right, like it's like functions and then numbers. That's it.
No. Yeah, interesting. No, because I mean, in my mind, I picture in this way that I've been always like drawing, making pictures, painting. So yeah. It kind of fits a story, but maybe it's just a story. I don't know. Totally unrelated from the fact that I've been interested in images.
It can be, but both, I think both can be true. Like, you know, both approaches can be valid access to Hydra, and I'm just not visual. Definitely is stronger than like audio for me. Like visual is stronger than music.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
As in, like how I can express things, but maybe that's also just like how much I did it in my life.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, no, well, for me, it's definitely the way to expressing, because I do not feel I have that much of a talent for music, but I don't know, maybe like there are people that hear things in music that I don't have, I think, that subtlety. And, but yes, I'm also very interested in like more exploring the interaction with the, okay, the washing machine is starting to fly, probably. I mean, very noisy. But what I want to say is that I'm interested in the aspect of making things more interactive. Like it was very nice when we had the camera and we could see ourselves and then feed it back. I think it was at the algorithms some time ago that we had the input, I think from live streamer from YouTube of full screen, and but yes, I tried at the last Algorave to connect, but I was not noodling. I was with Atom using Hydra, and I tried to connect my phone and to use the cameras, and it was kind of working. I mean, there was the other person was using a glove to control the music, and so she could do performances, and then like by moving the hand around and doing a dance, she was also regulating the music, and that was amazing. And so I thought, what if I kind of record her with my phone, and then it would be like kind of somehow her trace would be added in Hydra. It kind of worked. I mean, I probably was not the best person recording the best angle. It was like the contrast was not that well curated to have her silhouette very, very clear. I improvised. But there is definitely room for that into using cameras and sensors. It just requires more setup, probably. It requires more thinking, and it gets less spontaneous, I think. And now Pasta Gang is very spontaneous. It's whatever there is in there, we just throw it. And it somehow still works. Yeah.
I want to have like the, like a dream of mine is to have like a camera from like the Algorave and have that feed be available in a Noodle for everyone. So mm-hmm. everyone can watch that. But that, like, we need to do some streaming stuff for that. But I think that would be really cool, like, also as a feedback thing, right? I also thought about, could we do this, like, could we have this podcast and be in Noodle while we do this podcast, like have our video streams somehow in Noodle, and then we could
like having our tiny images up here.
Yeah, yeah.
If we
and then like modulate that and stuff like I can do like in its screen and stuff.
I can do it now, no? So let me try. Like if you go on Noodle, let me try. Okay, weather close. Let me delete everything. Yes.
So
exactly. Oh.
Ouch.
Okay, so now we have here. So it's here. Man, I don't understand anything. Because it's all repeated a million times. Okay, so here we are, and maybe we comment as zero. And then what we can do? I thought that shouting probably. Okay, so now we can cut. Oh, wow. Now it looks like we were happy with OBS.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I like it.
But I can't, I can't hide the sharing thing.
We can drop it, you know? You can do something with the mask. Let's do the other time. What's mask? Let me see. Something like this, you see? And then we have to move the shape, no? Sides, we do two. Ah, no, it was not sides. Yeah. I forget the name of the functions.
Scroll.
No, yeah, part of scroll. Well, let's do scroll for now. Scroll, thank you. Scroll X. Scroll Y. Something like that. But then I want to scale. What is the problem? Unexpected to open. Okay, so now I'm kind of what should I cut? Should I cut? Where are we easily visible? We are easily visible. In the bottom, but I don't know exactly if you are looking at the same version of the. Well, what is happening?
Oh, what is happening?
Who's doing what?
Okay, I need a minus one. I don't understand. Where am I? I'm there.
Are you doing the same that I'm doing? We are doing the same.
I'm trying to get my eyes.
Can I just see? Other. This is video.
1.5. 1.5.
This is why you are taking O0 here. You're taking my O0.
Yeah,
this is O1, and then you're adding O1. Ah! Okay, sorry. I'm getting so confused.
No problem. So I can scale 4. Why did I go? I need to move the thing back. Oh my god.
Let me do. I invert mine so I understand where I am working.
Yeah.
This is what I'm What the heck is this, guys? Okay. So what you're trying to do? You're just trying to cut yourself, right?
Yeah, I have myself. Like
And you're doing the tiny.
all the other people are so confused. So see, I'm like just in the middle somewhere, and you are. It's so amazing. Modulate scale.
And she was, I'm trying to help this person, 1 second. And she was, okay, go. This person is doing his thing. It's the share, the perfect. And now we can comment the perfect.
This is amazing.
No, wait, I still want to see which one is mine. Oh, Jesus. It's a bit long. What is happening? What did you do? What is this?
I'm modulating voltage with my camera and it's amazing.
It's kind of creepy. It's a bit...
Right? Yeah. Scale is worse. Scale is... Oh my god, what's happening?
You're figuring out how to use it. Comment it out. Why do I see my mega face there? It's kind of creepy.
Oh, it's modulated with yourself. Now it's modulated with me.
Is this what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Though it's basically a little bit disruptive for the rest of humankind, no? As we saw for the poor Choco Train.
Oh, this is amazing. Next level podcast for sure, right here. This is captivating stuff. I think modulation is the best one. Like, this is just so trippy.
I want to... But maybe... I don't understand anything with all these modulates, you know? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Here modulation is better because it moves. And you can see like my eyes. Okay.
Mine is old zero, and old zero is different. I see my face is moving with a certain delay. Whoa. Let's remove this for less. For why, sorry. At the end, we ended up jamming more.
It's always the stuff with me, right? Let me just quickly look who's in there. Yeah.
Too much, and now I'm lost, forever lost. Okay, now my face is too big. How are you seeing this?
I think I like the modulation I'm doing with your stuff, like because you see my face without seeing my face. I think that with both of us would be really nice. So we need something to modulate you on, which is just me. So...
Not fake. I use it invert and then it goes away, you know? I don't know why.
So you are O0, right?
That would stay.
Edge.
Doing?
I have no idea. What is happening? Oh, you're all the way to the right. Okay.
Yeah, I put myself all the way to the right. Yeah.
So I need to. That's not what I wanted. Point two. No, why not? Oh.
I mean, they know why they don't look the same way. Interesting.
I have nothing to add to this.
I think in yours it looks good. Wow.
Limiting stuff.
Wow, I like this.
Because I have the, you're the good at
I see.
This is so cursed. I love it so much. What's happening?
You're happy of the result?
Yeah, I'm so happy. I don't even like this. Is, okay. Let's go back here to this again.
All right, so we partially achieved our goal.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going to be the summary of this. Probably no summary.
Go to Noodle CC and
join. Exactly. Exactly, and join Pasta Gang.
Yeah.
And be sucked in this trap that is going to steal hours of your time. But then it's gonna lead in real life performances with other incredible nerds around you. So we can bring them out of the house and place them in front of other people.
Yes, and show, so many
and show to others the joys of life coding. Oh,
oh, we haven't even spoken. You did t-shirts, right?
I did t-shirts. I have to send t-shirt. You. I have it here.
The one amazing. Oh, yeah, sure.
Which you said you can wear an M size.
Yeah, I can. I hope I can. Amazing.
So basically, this is output of Hydra, the red part. And here there is the Hydra code that generates it.
Cool.
And then we have the Pasta Gang tag that, yeah, in yellow on white is not that visible. And then this is, I wanted to paste some Strudel code, and so I just went to Mastodon and found a screenshot of Lou that looked fun. And I just took the screenshot and made an SVG out of
nice.
It.
Nice.
And it's the big part of it.
That's so cool. How are they made?
Hmm?
How do you make these?
So basically, I made the designs on Illustrator and made and transformed them on SVGs. And then the SVGs needed to be just paths in the sense that it needed not to be filled images, to be cutted on the laser cutter. The idea is that I needed to create a stencil on paper, and I needed to think, how should I think about paths in order to become hollow, in order for the ink to pass. So yeah, design in mind, think about how to transform the paths to make sense to have holes, laser cutter them on paper. And then basically I used screen printing. You place the t-shirt, you place the stencil, then there is this kind of, how can I call it? It's a frame with a plastic canvas. You put it on top, and then you put paint, and you move a squeegee on top, and the paint filtrates and reaches the coats. And that's it. And in this way, you print it. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to that. You posted it, I was so jealous. So amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a million things that can be done. I didn't said something. I was trying to experiment a little bit with Python because I work in Python. I have to recycle this knowledge to do some math. It is very difficult. It is very difficult, and also because you need to, it's very verbose. But I found a way to join Jupyter Notebooks and Hydra.
Okay.
I basically can execute Hydra code from a Jupyter Notebook cell, and I see on top of the notebook, but I don't know yet how to do it because it would be cool to use some data, and ideally I want to manipulate data in Python and pass it to Hydra and then use it for visuals. I am not yet there. That is I now just know how to run Hydra from Python notebook.
I'm looking forward to that. That sounds
Yeah, that would be
cool.
nice. It's gonna take us some time.
Well, thank you for joining me.
Yes.
And let's see who's. I have no idea who's next. I always want to do like one of these with like everyone. I think that would be also cool. Maybe we're gonna do a live episode someday. Someday. I'm hoping to join the algorithmic pattern stuff in Sheffield
Oh
later
no, I
that
want to be
year.
there. I'm gonna be
But
there.
no, not that one in April, in like September.
But yes, it will be nice if you come here and then we can do a life in real life total pasta gang. Or
Total pasta gang,
maybe
yeah.
by the time there will be so many pasta gangers that we cannot ever be all together in real life.
I think that's gonna be the problem, right?
Like
Someone is
we
always gonna be somewhere else. No, if maybe we can do like an auger wave in like different places at the same time and have like
This
a
is what I would
base
like to
point,
do.
right? Like,
Because so
yeah.
the time I'm going home to see my parents that live in Italy, then I can just pasta gang in Italy, and there is another algorithm in parallel running at home. I don't know if I would like to do it. Let's see if it's gonna happen.
I always join your algorithm like for my college, right?
Ah yes, that's the best because you're relaxed, you can look at the weather.
I'm just chilling,
Are you just
And
nice?
there's always like the secret pre and after party as well because like I'm never the only one, and then there's someone else, and then you just go back to regular noodling, right? It's like it's totally different from the energy is like with like the Niagara wave because there's so many people, right? It's just like all energy, and then afterwards it's like okay, we can chill a bit now. It's really cool, I love it.
Yeah, but it's like I really like the energy of the algorithms. I just feel an environment. It's different. It's like another. Yeah, I don't know how to. It's great.
Yeah, I want to go to the next one, but you know, they need to happen here too.
You're joining Pasta Gang for the next one, of course, right?
I think so, yeah. I'm gonna be on holiday, but I try to convince everyone I'm with that it's the thing to do that evening. They should just relax, and I'm gonna code a bit. I hope so.